Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, for 13 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or it could be if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips or advice, resource information on how and what it takes to elevate your career status. Now, the guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and we have a wide variety of working show business professionals, and they include film, television, music, radio producers and directors. We have casting directors. We have literary agents. We have casting agents. We have PR agents. We have talent managers, screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment lawyers. We have everyone. If they're working in show business, we are going to have them on our show to give you all of the advice that you need. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to any of our past shows. Number one, download your free mobile app from the App Store and the Google Play Store. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcast, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. We're everywhere. Just type us in. Just Google us. We're all over. Also, as I said, the archive page, and you can listen directly from the radio show website. That's the website that you're listening to us on right now, latalkradio.com. So when you type in latalkradio.com, look for our show title, Question Reality, and you can look for my name, Priscilla Leona, under the host tab. And we ask for a little tiny favor. Can you kindly please subscribe to our podcasts, which are on Apple Podcasts? You know, that's what we do. We all need little thumbs and likes and fingers and toes and everything, anything you can use to give us a like or to subscribe to our podcast. We would love it. I do ask that you also subscribe to me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Question Reality Radio Show, or Priscilla Leona. You'll find it under one or the other. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show or refer someone to be a guest, to promote themselves, to showcase their projects or their products, and just to help listeners by providing career advice, you want to go to our official website. Now, this is a different website address. You got to listen carefully. It is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This website is where we actually air the show. So again, go to questionrealityradioshow.com, and that's where you can also see our annual guest schedule. And you might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their sites to see if that is a particular career that you're interested in pursuing. And then when they come on, you can most certainly hear all of their tips, advice, and resource information. So again, to submit to be on our show, you just click the contact link. Really, really easy and short. We just need your name, your email, your title, and your website. And then we will ask you to come on to be a guest on the show. Oh, you know, I try to do accents and they're the worst, right? Every other show, I'm trying to do an accent. Forgive me. Okay, so on with the guest for today. He is the artist. Yes, that is his name. He is the artist. That's the name. He is the artist. His biological name is Lehman Bassey, like Shirley Bassey. We were just talking about that before the show. He is a Christian neo-soul jazz singer-songwriter. And I'd love for you to go to his sites and give him a little follow as well. He's on Twitter as He Is The Artist. He's on Instagram as Signed Love The Artist. And his website is Artist E as in Edward, artistecard.com/ He Is The Artist. Now, let me just tell you a little tiny bit before we talk to him live. His single, Boom. I'm going to just tell you a couple of the highlights, just a couple. Okay. His single, Boom, Remastered, hit number one on the Christian gospel charts in South Africa. It was followed by a number one iTunes jazz mashup of Britney Spears. And it says Adair, and I'm wondering if that was supposed to be Adele, but it could be Adair, and I just don't know who Adair is, so we're going to ask him. His EP, Roots, contained a cover of Fleetwood Mac's classic Landslide. He did an Egyptian-inspired instrumentals, which is called Snake Charmer, and it's Hitas, H-I-T-A-S, first release of 2021, and it reached number 8 on the UK EDM iTunes chart. So, how exciting is that for him? If I were a singer-songwriter, that would be exciting for me. So without further ado, let's talk to He Is The Artist. Welcome to the show. Wow, did you hear that stadium applause? Don't you love it?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there's so many questions. I do not know what to ask you first. Okay, let's start with you were formerly a secular neo-soul singer signed to Bentley Records, from what I understand, under your biological name, Lehman Bassey. So the first thing that we want to know is why you decided to change your name and how did you come up with the name He Is The Artist?
Well, I started out in secular music, like you said, and I just wasn't feeling the sexualized nature of the whole secular music the way that it was becoming. So I prayed about it and I decided to be a religious artist and devote my calling with singing to the Lord. And actually, He Is The Artist means God is the creator. That's what it means.
Ah, okay. So you're a Christian neo-soul jazz singer-songwriter. For those of us who don't know the difference between a soul and a neo-soul singing style and the one that you formerly were, the secular neo-soul, can you explain what those differences are? How would we know the difference between those styles?
Now, neo-soul is actually a blend of smooth jazz and hip-hop. When you think of neo-soul, you think of Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. They do a lot of jazzy kind of scatting, and they do a lot of kind of runs with the sharps and flats, and that's what neo-soul is.
Okay, and what is secular neo-soul?
Now, secular means doubt that it's a mainstream, doesn't have any kind of religious meaning behind it.
Okay. All right. Boy, there's lots of categories for songs. Can't keep up with them. There's so many, right? Okay. So your single Boom Remastered hit number one on the Christian gospel charts in South Africa. And a lot of people ask me this question, and I want to forward it to you. People want to know, how do you find this information out about a single becoming a hit in a certain country, say South Africa? How do you know your song Boom Remastered hit number one on the Christian gospel charts in South Africa?
You know, to be honest, it's my manager. He definitely has all those questions. I can answer all those questions. There are, if you do type in your name, your artist name, and the song name, you could definitely figure it out. But I'm sure my manager has other kind of software that he signed up for that really tracks my music.
Ah, so there's the software that tracks that, and then your team, manager or agent, whoever is helping you business-wise, they find this information out and then tell you about it. So that's not something that you know. That would be your team of business reps, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Do you feel that as an artist and as a you are also a business person, do you feel that you ever want to get involved with knowing how that breaks down so that you can understand more about the business aspect of you as an entrepreneur?
Oh, yes, that definitely. I do aspire to know a little bit more about that. I do my research, but right now, he is doing such a my manager Michael Silver is doing such a great job, and he's just he's definitely a manager to have. He's definitely a great manager to have, and I'm really blessed to have him.
Oh yeah, I've been working with Michael Stover, booking his clients for over a decade, and he is fantastic. As a matter of fact, I would highly recommend anyone who is pursuing a career in music, no matter what the style of music is, that you. You definitely need to get in contact with this guy. He is fantastic. His name is Michael Stover. He's with MTS Management, and you can go to MTS Management Group to see a list of his clients. And I highly recommend him for so many reasons. He is extremely professional. He's kind. He's thoughtful. He is on top of it, and he really works hard for his clients. And I can tell you, everybody who has been on my show who has him as a manager, they just can't say enough about him. And ironically, I have never, are you ready for this? I have never met him in person. I have never talked to him on the phone. We have only communicated via texting or messenger or email. And for someone to be that professional and to get things done like that, I admire him greatly. I really do. So that is a wonderful man and a person you want on your team for sure. As a matter of fact, I would call him because he does so much. I mean, he's not only a manager, he has a management group, but he has a record label, and he's won Artist of the Year, Nashville Artist, Manager of the Year. The awards are, just go to his website and you can see the millions of awards this guy has won. He's fantastic. So great choice that you chose him. How did you come to find out about Michael Stover?
Well, I did my research on you know, different managers, and well, I honestly was just looking for a publicist at the time, and I found him. I thought that he had good reviews and everything, so I went to him and he did some publicity work for me, and from there I was like, okay, this guy definitely has to be my manager. So I and then that's how I signed a contract with him, and that's how everything started.
Wonderful. Well, luckily for you, you have Michael. Now, I read in your bio that the next number one iTunes jazz hit was a mashup of Britney Spears and it's spelled A-D-A-I-R. And I thought, is that supposed to be Adele and it's a typo or is there an Adair? So can you clear that up for me?
Yes, that's actually a typo. It should be Snow Allegra. She's actually her song "I Want You Around." It was a recent top. I believe it hit number one on the Billboard chart in the adult contemporary category. But don't quote me on that. But it's just an amazing song. It's just one that I really really loved and a song that I want to mash up with somebody contemporary like Britney, well, not contemporary, an older song of Britney Spears and make it with a contemporary twist.
Okay, so what is the correct name supposed to be? It's a mashup of Britney Spears and spell the name?
Snow Allegra. Snow Allegra. What? That must have been some, Snow Allegra.
Snow Allegra, A-L-L-E-G-R-A, because I want to make that correction. Yeah, that's a massive error. You might want to correct that. That's very major, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so it also didn't, in the bio, it didn't list the name of the song, so I have no idea what the name of the song is called. What's the song called?
The name of the song is called "I Want You Around."
Let me write that. I'm going to make corrections on my "I Want You Around." Okay. And so what exactly? Okay. So for those of us who aren't familiar with the process of how to do a mashup, what is your recommendation if someone wants to do a mashup, but they don't know the first thing how to do it? How do you go about doing that?
Well, definitely. So I always start with the song that I want to be it to be in the key of and that I resonate with. Obviously, for this particular mashup, I went with more so of the backing for "I Want You Around" by Snow Allegra, and then I saw that the lyrics were kind of similar to Britney Spears' song "Sometimes." So I made a mashup of those two together. And also, one thing to note with Snow Allegra is that she used to be under a name. Her name used to be Sherry, and it was a very Britney Spears type actress she had, and that also made me want to do the mashup of those two artists together because she actually does have a Britney Spears vibe if you really go back into her history.
Ah, so your recommendation is to choose, when you're thinking of doing a mashup, choose singers that kind of have the same vibe and maybe the same key. They sing in the same key. Is that what you're saying? And you sing in that
absolutely.
Key as well? Okay.
Yes,
got it. Okay. And now your EP Roots, contained a cover of Fleetwood Mac's "Landslide." Ah, I love Fleetwood Mac. And "Last Side" is one of my favorite songs too. So I want to know, what made you decide to do a cover of this song? What's your personal connection?
Well, Roots is really about where I grew up and where I come from. And actually, in my early years, as a kid, I grew up in a small town in upstate New York, and it was a very rural area. And it just brought me back to country music and Americana music because my babysitter at the time would play country music all the time. And it just reminded me of home and just reminded me of just how I'm getting older now. So,
aren't we all? Oh my gosh. We should write a song. Everybody should write a song every 10 years about what happened in that decade. I just think it should happen. Whether you can sing or write a song, just write one anyway. Okay, so obviously a person can't just record and release a cover of a song by a famous artist. So can you please explain the legal business process that you had to go through to make those cover songs a legitimate release?
Yes, definitely. I went through a company called SoundDrop, which is an amazing company to release cover songs. They do all the work for you. You just pay a small fee, and they collect the mechanical royalties for you. Otherwise, you would have to go through a company called Harry Fox Agency or some. There's a couple of other websites that you can go to that will do the work for you and get those mechanical royalties distributed to where they need to be, which is to the songwriters. So you definitely have to do your research on that, depending on which route that you go. And I just chose the easiest one for me, which was to release it via SoundDrop, because they specialize in cover song releases.
Are you saying SoundDrop, two words? Yes. Just to make sure.
Yes, it's called SoundDrop. That is that one word, SoundDrop.
Oh, okay. And you had mentioned another one. This show is all about tips, advice, and resource information. So you're giving such great information to people right now. I want to make sure that I emphasize it. So it's one is called SoundDrop, and the other one you said was...
I want to say that SoundDrop is actually a music distributor. It's not like Harry Fox, which I'm going to explain in a second. SoundDrop is a music distributor like CD Baby and TuneCore, but they specialize in cover songs, and they do all of the background work and collecting mechanical royalties, which are royalties that have to go to the songwriters,
okay.
The original songwriters.
Okay. So what a person would do, they'd go, okay, I want to do a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide. Do you do the song first and have it ready, then go to SoundDrop and then you just upload it to them? Or do you go and tell them you want to do it and then they find out if you have permission and then you proceed with the song?
Well, you would have to. The funny thing about mechanical royalties is that they pretty much have that legally. There's really no way that somebody can't cover another song. So it's kind of like it's a hard question to really answer, but they really can't say no, because legally it's you can cover anybody's song as long as you give them the proper royalties. Now, if we're talking about sync royalties, which is like for film and television, then they have the permission to say no, because it's for moving images. It's a different law for that.
Ah, so sync royalties are if you're writing something. You're going to put it on, say, a short film. You want to put it in a short film, your own personal short film, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And mechanical royalties refers to if you just want to record a song and just put it on iTunes. Is that right?
Right. It just refers to the audio recording, the sound recording, yes.
Ah, audio recording. And then sync would refer to audio and visual, like it goes attached to a visual medium.
That's correct, yes.
We are learning so much from you. I cannot tell you. I personally have never heard of mechanical royalties, and I've been in the entertainment industry for like 25, 30 years. I'm giving my age away. But I'm just saying, I'm like, what? Mechanical? But I'm also not in music, so that's probably why. So there you go. Look at what we're learning from this gentleman today. Amazing. So I would recommend that if you're doing what Mr. He is the artist is doing, you contact a company called SoundDrop, and then you can read, hopefully. So just read what you need to do. That's fantastic advice. My goodness. Now, you released an Egyptian-inspired instrumental called Snake Charmer, which I just love that. And it was Hidda's first release of 2021, reached number 8 in the UK EDM iTunes chart. First of all, can you tell us, I've never heard of Hidda, because again, I'm not in the music business.
That's actually me, since where he is the artist.
Oh! Oh my God, I'm like, I've never heard of that music chart. Hidda? Oh my gosh. See, it's the way it was written, which was Hidda's first release. And I'm like, what music chart is Hidda's? Okay, that makes you're just saying Snake Charmer was your first. You know, that might be something, like, instead of he is the artist and they have to, like, say that whole thing, they could call you Hina. That's a great name, right? Like Nelly, you know? Yeah, I love that. Or Ice-T or Ice Cube. Hina, I love it. Think about it. I might have given you a tip today. You might have had an epiphany. Okay, so, all right. So, again, Michael Stover is the one that would deal with the process to get your songs on all of the musical mediums, like the UK and South Africa. What happens? I know you generally have an idea. So Michael just takes your music and he just submits it, and it just goes all over the world. Is that how it works? It just goes on iTunes, and then iTunes just plays it. I'm just baffled. It just sounds so complicated. I can't even understand how. Isn't it complicated?
So what actually happens is, with any type of music that you put out, it has to go through a music distributor. But regardless if it's a independent one like TuneCore, or it's a one for majors, which is like Sony and Warner Brothers, those are all music distributors. And they put your music on Apple Music, iTunes, and Spotify, and all of those things. But going through a distributor is, you know, the first step.
Can anybody? I mean, can say just say it's a guy. He's like, "Whoa, I made a song in my garage, and I'm gonna put it on iTunes." I mean, surely iTunes is not gonna just take anything. Don't you have to have it doesn't have to be submitted by a professional or have such a professional quality? It's got to have some standards, because everything I hear on iTunes is professionally mixed and mastered, right? How does that work?
Oh yes, but that's normally the distributor normally will go through the whole quality assurance thing. So they, it goes through a quality assurance person at whatever distributor you're at, and they'll weed out those the professional from the unprofessional. So that's actually the job of the distributor before it goes onto iTunes.
Got it. And if it's not up to snuff, they'll say, hey, Hina, I'm going to call you Hina. I like that. Hey, Hina, you need to remix or remaster this or whatever needs to be fixed before iTunes will accept it. Is that how it works?
That is correct, yes.
Yes. Woo, we're catching on to this stuff. All right. Now, your new EP, which is, people don't know what EP stands for. Real quick, EP.
Oh, God, I don't need it, to be honest. I never really thought about it.
Okay. All right. EP. I think that means we'll figure out what that means. I used to know what it means, but it just became EP. It just is a track. It's like just a single. I think it means just a single from a track. We'll just say that. Yeah, okay. Well, so your new EP, The Book of Mary, was scheduled for, I believe it was an April 30th release on MTS Records, Michael Stover Records. Did that happen? First question. And what was the inspiration for The Book of Mary?
So I would say I do know the amount of tracks. It has to be 46 tracks categorizes a work as an EP, while 7 plus categorizes your body of work as an album.
Oh, good. Look what else we learned today. Yeah. All right. Great job. Thanks for letting us know that. Okay. So what was the inspiration for this Book of Mary? The Book of Mary.
It was based on Mary Magdalene in the Bible. It also can mean, you know, Mary, the mother of Jesus in the Bible, because both of them were, first of all, Mary, the mother of Jesus in the Bible, was accused of not really being a virgin, you know, when she had her child. And also, and Mary Magdalene is always, you know, a lot of people think that she was some type of prostitute, but there really is no evidence in the Bible that she was. So based on all of that, it was just about, you know, about sexual exploitation and how to, you know, if you're dealing with that type of thing, to ask for help or to get help. And, you know, that's really was what it's about. That's why on the cover art, it's a female in, you know, in chains.
Yeah, I love that cover photo, though. I love that. Who did that?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm a graphic designer a little bit.
So you're the singer, the songwriter, the graphic designer of the title. Did you do all the instruments yourself?
I definitely had some producers on some too. So I won't take all the credit. So, but I did have a say in everything.
Well, I love that cover. I put a note on here to find out the graphic artist's name, but we know it's Hannah. He is the artist. Okay, so we're going to play. This is the exciting part for the guests now, because we are going to play a song, and there were so many songs to choose from. I went through all of them, and I had to pick the one that I felt it spoke to me. So I always let the guest, it's always a surprise. I never tell them which one I'm choosing. It's not necessarily the one they're promoting. It's the one that I think my audience will connect with and one I connect with. So I chose this song called Childish. Tell us the backstory on that. Why did you write that? What is it about? Why did you write it?
You know, it's about, that's actually about child exploitation and how, you know, to get rid of the baggage that a lot of people are holding on to regarding that. And not even just child exploitation, just, you know, things that happened in your childhood to bury the hatchet. So on the single version, it has the girl with the hatchet in her hand and with chains, surrounding her, so it's kind of just a bit to bury the hatchet of your past.
Ah, that's good. I thought that's what it was about, but I never want to assume because I wasn't the one that wrote it. So, without further ado, let's listen to this song called "Childish," written and sung by He Is the Artist, aka Hina Lamon Massey. And we'll come back and we'll talk more with Hito after the song. Listen.
Rescue me, I remember the good days, yeah. Come rescue me, baby. Come rescue me, baby. They want to know I'm jumping. Can't be street in the middle of the week. On the weekend, I'm a thug. I said, I'm childish. They want to know I'm jumping. Can't be street in the middle of the week. On the weekend, I'm a thug.
Lots of fans. I just, am I right in that there's a slight accent you have, or what?
Yes, so for it was actually the sound that I put on for that song was an Afrobeat kind of song. So I put on an accent for that particular song.
But then he sounded, so I'm glad I was right. I got a good ear. I can still hear in my old age. I heard a definite accent. Yeah. So this song was obviously written a while back, and you've written many songs since then. What motivates you to want to be a singer-songwriter? Like, how did you know that's what you wanted to do with your life?
When I found purpose in it. So that's part of the reason why I went soul searching to be a Christian artist, to really to find purpose, and my purpose that I found through listening one day to a T.D. Jakes sermon and wanting to be like him. But just in the musical way, was to spread the word of God, and not just, even if you're not a Christian, definitely I think about uplifting things and things that many people can relate to, and I just want to uplift people and to know that there's hope and hope for tomorrow, just to keep going.
If you could personally go back in time and give yourself must-have advice or a warning or something about pursuing a career in music, what would you say?
Oh, the amount of things that I would tell myself so much, because this industry, there's a lot of shady people in this industry, and you really have to be careful, and you really have to Just take your time with things and find the right network of people that will support you. And, don't get management too early. I waited about 3 years now to really get my manager, because there were people who will, out there that will scam you and not really give you any real results. So I would give myself that advice. Well, I learned that a lot, along the way, and just in this, just a learning experience, and just you just keep going.
If you could give one absolutely must do and one absolutely must not do about pursuing a career as a singer songwriter, what would the must do and the must not do be?
Well, you definitely you must. Well, there's so many, but I would say that you definitely must practice, and especially if you really want to be a good and professional singer, you really have to make sure that you're creating your own sound, and you're practicing that sound, and you know your sound, and that's going to take some time, but you have to definitely to stand out in this industry. You have to be unique, and you have to just know what you want to sound like when you're recording.
Is there anything you find personally particularly challenging in the music industry as a whole?
Well, definitely getting traction is hard. But that's just part of the game. You really just have to keep going and build your network with trustworthy people. And trustworthy people doesn't matter if they're famous or not. It doesn't mean that they're trustworthy. It just means you just have to keep looking to see which. And I always think of it as energy. If you really feel comfortable with somebody, working with them, and that's the person who you should work with. And it's not that person might not be good for somebody else. So you really just have to follow your gut. And that's really what art is about, following your gut, and because you just never know what will come next. And I always add the part to pray about it, because that's how I'm guided. And I hope other people will take something from that, even if they're if not a religious message. It could just be, just follow, just believe in yourself, and believe in yourself, and that your gut is saying it is right.
Now, I liked what you said earlier about you don't want to try to get representation too early. I mean, you do have to try to do it on your own and make it or get the experience behind you. I like what you said. At some point, you do need to establish a team, and whatever that team is for you, is it could be different from someone else. How did you personally know when it was time for you to say, hey, you know what, I need to reach out and find a publicist or Michael Stover or whoever it was? How did you know when it was time?
Well, I had already gone through another label, Bentley Records. It wasn't my first time doing this when I reached out to Michael Silver. It was definitely after I developed a good enough following and a good enough, I perfected my craft. And then I always say that perfecting my craft, meaning I became a proficient songwriter. Especially when I first started singing, I had a lot of help with creating that, my debut single, Honey. It took about 2 or 3 years for me to become a good enough songwriter that I didn't need so much help on that side, and that I really was confident enough in my work to really do it as a full time thing, and just really hustle that's why I always say that practice is the most important thing. Once you feel confident enough in your work that you are able to, you could do it full time, that's when you start reaching out to management.
Now, expanding on what you said initially about getting established and getting your fan base, having a digital social media footprint is absolutely vital in promoting and maintaining and advancing your career. And that's in any field at all. A lot of artists, whether they are singer songwriters, actors, sculptors, they just want to focus on their craft, and they don't have an interest in doing the business aspect of promoting themselves. But this is a digital social media world, and you have to start your footprints, and you have to put your footprints in the sand and keep it going. So what is your advice to people who just want to focus on being singer-songwriters? They don't want to do any promoting, but yet they don't have the money to hire a PR agent or have anybody to promote them. What do they do?
Well, at first, definitely we have to be business minded, especially business, because this is what I'm doing is commercial music. So definitely the business side is the biggest part of that. So I know a lot of people do like the kind of like a fine art type of music and that kind of thing. But, and this is a business. When we're talking about working with labels, we're talking about other things. And maybe if the person doesn't want to do the whole business thing, they're going to be in the rude awakening. Even if they were to be signed to a major label, they'll be in this. And for a rude awakening, that is mostly business.
That's right. That's right. Most labels now, they want you to have everything packaged up. It's not like it was before. If you're going to try to seek out a label, they want you to have your complete, let's say CD, we'll just use CD, or your album. They want your album completed, professional. They want it in CD form or in digital form, which is absolutely on the level of a professional. And they want you to have, most importantly, these days, when an A&R rep gets together in a meeting and they're trying to decide on who to take on, they say, okay, how many followers do they have on Instagram? How many followers do they have? Everything now is about followers, because it's the followers who are going to buy your records or your music. So it is so important. And I try to stress that to people. You cannot just be in your little artistic bubble. You do have to be a business. And that is how the big guys, so to speak, are going to pick you. You've got to have a huge following. And I always try to stress that. And if you can't do it yourself, well, what are you going to do? You can sit at home in the bedroom or the garage and just listen to your music and swoon in the mirror. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, no, you got to get business minded. Now, we only have room for one more question. What is next for Hitta? He is the artist. What are you going to, you just put out your album. What are you going to do next? Do you have any plans?
I definitely get, especially after, I know Rona, the coronavirus is winding down now. Thank goodness. So I hope to, especially 2022, performances, you know, I definitely want to get out there and start performing and just uplifting people and get the whole, you know, live performance thing, you know, a new life, because a lot of people may have their questions about it, you know, is it safe or whatnot, and I want to get out there and give people confidence again and enjoying themselves outside.
Oh my gosh. I bet you singer-songwriters can't wait to get back on the road again. I know the professionals are having a hard time too. So it's not just, you know, a certain group of people. Everyone is just really trying to get back out there again, but we have to be safe, of course. So let's just say we want everyone to go to his site and give him a little thumb up. I'm sure you loved his song and you're now a fan. Let's go. Again, please go to Twitter. He is the artist. Give him a little, what do they do? A follow, a thing. I don't know. There's follows, there's likes. Just give him a thumb. I think overall a thumb. Give him a thumb. Follow him. He is the artist on Twitter, Instagram, signed Love the Artist. And please go and visit his website, artistecard.com/ he is the artist. And I do believe you got some of your songs on YouTube. So I would imagine that you're on YouTube under he is the artist. Is that right?
Yes, I'm under the best way to find me on YouTube is to type in he is the artist, and the first one that pops up is me.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, have there been other people who tried to steal your name, Hitta?
There's a lot of people who he is the artist is like a thing for that anybody can really have, like you know, painters and other things, other people like that. So So the best way to find me is that definitely to type in he is the artist, and I'm the first one. You'll see my song Childish and all those other all the other songs up there.
Oh my gosh. Well, go to YouTube now and see him, see his songs. I don't know if you're performing in any of them, but go and listen to his stuff on YouTube right now. And we thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've given us such a large amount of great advice for aspiring singers and songwriters. And I wish you the very, very best in your career. And please, if you're ever in LA doing a show, let me know and I'll blast it out. We'll all come see you.
That sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.